Explain it for you. Today, you read 25, 26, and 27. In the 60 para, look at the verse, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. After the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His word, command is, don't destroy your deeds. La tubtilu. La tubtilu has two meanings. One is the action that you started, then don't destroy it. Before starting it, it was optional. But now that you started it, then to complete it is compulsory. Said Nafal Roza, before starting it was optional. But now that you started it, now it's compulsory to complete it. Therefore, from Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and perhaps Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that ibtida is optional but itmam is compulsory. You didn't start it, it's optional. Now you started, now it's compulsory. And the example they cite is of Hajj. Ibtida is optional if you did the Hajj already. Umrah is nafal, right? So when you start it, then to complete is compulsory. So one way of not destroying is the work that you've started, don't destroy it. Please don't leave it half in between. Started not complete. The other meaning of La Tubtilu is you won't do such works that will render your actions null and void. Now there are some works that you do, it will render your good works null and void. Like the Quran Sharif says, لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. You have done charitable works, so don't render your charitable works null and void through reminders of your generosity and through hurting people. بالمن والأذى. Man is, after you have done some good work, you keep reminding the person, I did this for you, I did this to you. So, giving him reminders of your charitable work. So that, done it for Allah Ta'ala, so you don't have to remind the person that this is what I did for you. If you do so, then the good of your good deeds all gets wiped out. So, like it is important to do the good work, it is equally important that that good work is preserved. The hadith you come across, رُبَّ سَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صَوْمِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. If you fasted, besides the hunger, you didn't get any sawab. It was after fasting, or with fasting, you may give birth, gossip, ridicule someone, laughed and disgraced someone, or you were involved in some other haram, or because of that haram that you did, that destroys the beauty of the good that you've done. good, now beauty, it's stripped of its beauty because of the wrong that you have done. Sometimes the beauty is totally, the action is totally destroyed, and sometimes the goodness is destroyed. Right? Like now, this is an apple, right? And you destroy the apple, how you destroy it? Say the thing became rotten, right? Now, can you enjoy the apple? You still say it's an apple. But can you enjoy the apple now? Once it's rotten now, you can't enjoy it. So you're doing the good, but thereafter you're allowing it to get wasted. So don't waste the good. Do it and preserve the good. For on the day of Qiyamah, the person will see his book of deeds. He'll ask Allah Ta'ala, I did a lot of work for Umrah, Nafil Namaz, Roza, etc. But I don't see any mention in the book. Allah Ta'ala said, yes, you have done it, acknowledge it. But he said, together with that, you made ghibat, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. And because of the wrong that you have done, all the good that you have done has been wasted. We all know the importance of preserving it. For an investment, you want it to just grow all the time. You made the investment, say it was giving you a return of 10%, right? And suddenly the thing crashed. How you feel? Put all your life savings, 100 million rand, you put inside. Overnight the thing is crashed. Yeah? So same, making an investment, now, like it's important to have an investment, and to preserve it also is equally important. Only acquiring and not preserving is not right. So there's a lot of ways that you destroy the good that you do. الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. The third way to destroy it is to do something out of show. One is to give reminders of your generosity. One is to hurt. And the third is الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. You're doing it for show. People may talk about you. Your goodness, your generosity, they may talk about you. So that also is another way to destroy your good. The fourth way that is explained in the Quran Sharif is أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. So, to raise your voice above the voice of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. So this amounts to a disrespect. So that disrespect, what it results in, the disrespect results in your deeds getting wasted. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. So like it's important to earn, then it's important to preserve as well. You earn, but you preserve it as well. So let it not be that after earning, we don't preserve it. Imagine you earn a lot of money, right? And after earning the money, you go into the mall and want to buy something. As you saw something in the mall and you want to buy the thing, you buy one car, you buy one scooter, you buy on furniture, you know, buy on stove. So you saw the thing, you picked it up. As you pulled out your wallet to pay, so everything is gone. Someone pickpocketed, stole everything. How do you feel at that time? You earned it, yes, but now the thing got wasted. So earn it also and preserve it as well. Earn and preserve. Allah Prophet said,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. أبوه لك بنعمتك علي وأبوه لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتونين. ونسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اغفر وارحم واهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.